Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Not a secret, can you keep it? It's where this one you say. Let a lock.
I just love that we can never get sick of that song. It's
and when I hear it, like, my heart starts beating. I get so excited.
I mean, yeah.
I'm like, oh my gosh, it's time.
I just feel like, ooh, more secrets to be revealed. But welcome to AfterBuzz's Pretty Little Liars After Show. It's, of course, season 5, episode 17, Over a Barrel. And we saw why tonight it is entitled that. I'm, of course, Stephanie Wanger, and joined by...
Hello, guys. I'm Kristen Strange.
Yeah, and this was a good episode tonight. I really enjoyed it.
I did, too. I'm really liking... Spencer Caleb dynamic, not as a couple, but like as like teammates. They like have high fives and like a secret handshake.
That's something. I feel like it's kind of a new dynamic that we haven't seen on the show before, and that's I really like it.
I feel like they're a good. They're the team that's gonna break it. See, if anyone was gonna, it was gonna be them.
Because kind of you had always Kayla doing like the hackery, like computer whiz stuff.
Spencer's got the brains.
And then Spencer is like the detective, the problem solver. And putting those two together, I think, in season 5 is such a smart and interesting idea because why have we never seen this before? Right? Like, that's crazy to me. So good. But I think they're also gonna, as we saw tonight, a bit wreak havoc on the people closest to them. I don't think maybe it's good for solving like who A is and getting more information, but it's ultimately going to harm, I think, their personal lives.
Yes, probably.
I mean, especially we saw with Spencer.
Spencer's relationship is just heading into trouble.
Well, they're keeping all kinds of secrets. And we always point out on the show that that is kind of the thing that kills on the show is when you're keeping secrets from your significant other, it never ends in the right way.
And Toby was really sensitive about it today. He found out she was lying about something he didn't even know what, and he just stormed off. I was like, Toby, calm down, take a breath, talk about it. Well, like, at adults.
I was going to say, they went from 0 to 60. It was from...
Let's play Scrabble.
Let's play Scrabble and have, like, this sweet night in, which we don't get a ton of on Pretty Little Liars. No. There's, like, these sweet moments, but between those two, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And so it was like, oh, we're going to have this cute date night. And then they're talking about how they want to make their long-distance relationship work, and couldn't you come with me? And, like, all these, like...
Then it was bad.
Like, true commitment, like a commitment conversation. And then it was, like, this text, and it... He just blew up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, wow. Toby, someone needs to learn how to handle...
this. Yeah, I mean, I think that we're always very judgmental about them.
That's
because...
True.
I mean, high school, that might be your... I mean,
but Toby's not in high school. He's a cop.
That's true. Okay. You make a fair point. I don't know. I just feel like they're still very young.
Yeah, they are.
And that's like how maybe...
You would think that they would have been through enough at this point to where they could figure it out by talking. Especially because Spencer's a teenage girl, but she's not like a real teenage girl. She's a little bit...
I mean, as I said, she definitely knows the detective. Yeah. She's got tons of smarts. But it just feels like, at the end of the day, sometimes someone can be extremely book smart, but not really have their personal life.
Oh, that's totally true, yeah.
Yeah, and so I feel like maybe that's where they're at, is that kind of crossroads of... I feel like for them, they're at a point where it's either going to go and be that committed relationship and be maybe even the stable relationship, mm-hmm. but to get there, they're going to have to really go through it, a roller coaster, and it might end up crashing. Like, I
have a feeling that's what's going to happen.
So you think
prediction.
Season 6?
I think that there's too much right now for them to... It's like, Toby's a cop, Spencer's on the opposite side. We saw in the previews, this is jumping ahead, but like, yeah. She even said, oh, your friends, something about your friends getting pulled away from murder. And then it's like, oh, you might go to college across the country, and I live here, and I'm a small town cop in the worst police department in America. And
oh, yeah.
Like, all these things.
I did appreciate that they kind of, they're very self-aware on Pretty Little Liars.
That it's awful.
I mean, because they were like, oh, yeah, I found, like, a dog, and I forget what the other, like, it was two of the most, like, minor things a police officer can do. And I was like, well, at least they're acknowledging that this is not the most effective yeah. police department you've ever seen.
I'm glad that they realized that.
Yeah. And I was like, well, at least I personally love when a show is a little bit self-aware.
Yeah.
Like, that they...
If they were like, oh, is this not how all cops work?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah, exactly. Like, fans have been noting it, tweeting it to us that, of course, this police department...
It's not great.
Yeah. It's not great. And so it's nice when, you know, the writers kind of acknowledge that mm-hmm. and give you, like, a nod. Like, oh, yeah, we acknowledge the same thing you're mm-hmm. seeing, for sure. Also, there was this introduction of, I guess, a return to Rosewood with this new guy in Spencer's life.
Oh, yeah.
And how... I don't know. Like, at first I was like, oh, she's intellectually curious. Like, this is something that, you know, could be, like, a peer of hers intellectually. And then it became very clear that that was not the same thing. Like, Italy was a bonding uh-huh. experience to start... I don't know. I hope fans don't hate me. Like, a flirty relationship. I don't know where...
I think what I kind of see happening is as... Her and Spencer kind of derail him kind of being a stable, I don't know, he lives there now, and him kind of being like a stable arm for her. And I loved how when he comes in, he goes, your boyfriend's a cop? And she goes, he wasn't always. Yeah. I was like, I had to write that down because yeah. I was like, I thought that was really funny. I don't know why. I giggled.
No, I mean, I agree. I mean, we should say we watched
like
separately
so
tonight,
it,
but
yeah.
I totally giggled as well. Like, yeah. I just felt like, yeah, it was one of those things where she really wanted to impress him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had studied this, and I made my own paints, too. I just kept seeing
her.
She
was intrigued.
Yeah, and in that, again, that high school way of flirting,
mm-hmm.
like, showing... That, like, oh, I know how to do this. I uh-huh. studied this. She really did want to, like, impress him.
Yeah.
For lack of a better...
I think, yeah, she kind of did. Yeah, she's yeah. like, oh, he's traveled, you know.
I think...
Kind of the anti-Toby.
I was going to say, like, Toby's stuck in the small town
yeah.
as this police officer. And then she has this new guy who, you know, is kind of... Couldn't introduce her to the world or
mm-hmm.
has been around the world, at least in her mind, and can show her something different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something we saw with the discussion of colleges as well tonight with her.
Yeah.
That she really... She doesn't want to go to University of Hawaii. That was clear. But she'll do anything to escape everything that's happened in Rosewood.
Yeah.
And I don't blame her.
No. It's... Yeah. I would. If I was her, I would go to the University of Hawaii.
I don't... But see... I feel like with all the technology and everything that A has done...
Yeah. A is much bigger than Rosewood, I think. It's like, if you think that everything A has done in Rosewood won't follow you out of Rosewood, you're lying to yourself.
I mean, what I kept thinking about in tonight's episode, I don't know if this came up for you or you even watched Gossip Girl, but for me, I kept thinking of all of them were like, oh, we're going off to college. Gossip Girl is done. This is going to be amazing.
Nope.
And, like, it just feels that way
yeah.
with this show, too, is that A is not going to be done because you're moving schools.
Exactly.
Like, that is a much bigger...
If anything, A has the power to drive you back.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not going to get away. If A doesn't want you to get away, you're not getting away.
100%.
Yeah.
I feel like, especially because it's all in their, like, their emails, their texts.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just like, oh, she's putting mean notes in my locker. Like, it's way more complex
yeah.
than that. Which probably leads us properly to... Caleb and how Caleb and Hannah and, you know, their relationship is also being affected by, I don't know, I feel like they're a little more on the same page than Spencer
yeah.
and Toby,
oh, yeah.
But I don't think it's going to end super well that Caleb and Spencer are spending all this time together.
No, and I don't think it's not going to end bad in a way of like, oh, you're spending time alone with my best friend. It's gonna end in a way of, Spencer, you're getting Caleb into dangerous situations, and like, I don't want my boyfriend, like, I don't want him this involved to the point where he might get framed for murder, or he might get murdered, or, yeah, you know, something along those lines.
I feel like she is willing to put herself in danger, and we've seen this throughout the series, mm-hmm, but really not him.
And not anybody she loves.
Yeah, exactly. And she went and visited Allie in prison. And I feel like she's really willing to kind of go out on a limb, mm-hmm, where she really wants to protect Caleb and everything that, you know, he's done for her. I think she finally, more than all the other girls in some ways, is seeing everything that Caleb has done for her.
Yeah. I think she is, too.
And it's really, I think that's sweet. I just worry that she's going to become even jealous. I mean...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, if it's going to be a thing of that she's jealous that Caleb's spending time with Spencer, or...
I honestly... I don't think that she'll get there. I don't think that she'll be jealous.
You don't think that's...
No, no. I think that she knows Spencer well enough to know, like, that's not going to happen. If that happened, that would be a huge surprise to me. I would not... I mean, I guess that's pretty low iris, but I would be very surprised if they went that route. And I think that Hannah knows Caleb better than to know, like, nothing is going to happen with Spencer. That she knows both of them better to know that nothing's going to happen.
I also don't see them as... I think they're really good, like, partners in crime.
Yeah.
But they are not... I don't think a great romantic pairing.
Yeah. I think that they would be a good spinoff for a...
Like, Caper series. Like, I could see them doing a great, like, Castle. You know what I mean? Like, being like, we're detectives, detectives, and we solve crimes every week.
Like Caleb Spencer.
ABC Family, make it happen.
Maybe we can have, like, a mini-series of, like, the adventures Caleb and Spencer get on between trials.
I agree, but... I don't know. I just thought, also, let's jump into the barrel situation.
Jump into the barrel. No one wants to jump into the... Oh, that's creepy.
I mean, yeah, that was a bad plan.
My favorite part of that scene with Spencer and Caleb in the barrel was when Spencer was getting all science-y, like this, and I don't even know what she was talking about because I don't remember biology at all.
And Caleb was like, I'm not a... Was it a physicist or a... like, he didn't even know what she was...
But she was talking about all these chemicals and how it decomposes. Oh, my God.
Yeah. I mean, so creepy, but, like, again, she goes to her smarts, for sure, that she would know that. She's like, oh, yeah, these chemicals...
Like, no one else would know that.
Like, oh, yeah. Well, and he's like, well, it would mean she's pickled. That was, like...
Gross.
So gross. And I was just like, why are we saying pickled or decomposed? It just... Ugh. The show, sometimes, it's just like, ew, too much information.
What did you think, though, about the teacher showing up there? I thought that that was... I don't know. I thought that that was a little strange for me.
Okay, so we know on Pretty Little Liars that there's never a throwaway.
Right?
Like, there's never just, like, randomly someone shows up. And so you have to assume she knows more than what she's revealing.
Yeah.
So far, we know she saw a blonde girl there.
But did she?
Right. So, one, is that true? Did mm-hmm. she actually see a blonde girl? Or did she see whoever? I mean, it could be
Or did she not see anyone?
Yeah, I mean...
And it was like, I thought, when they saw her, I was like, oh, that's really strange. And then, I don't know, she was asking Caleb about, oh, where did you transfer? And he's like, oh, no, you must have seen me in the halls. Like, I don't know, it was just really, I thought that that was, a really strange thing. And I was like, we're not done with her.
No, I felt like she knew more. I mm-hmm. always say that the police department knows more as well. But she felt like, what else was she? Why did she, Caleb seem familiar to her more? Mm-hmm. Like, it just felt like she had more information. I don't even know what that means yet.
Yeah.
But if it was a blonde, assuming that she did see a blonde, and we learn later in the episode that the
storage unit
was rented to Hannah.
So we've got Hannah, Cece, Allie, someone in a wig. Yeah. So really, that's anyone now.
See, and, like, the obvious point is Hannah's blonde, and she was angry at Mona for things that she had done in the past. that those two things fit together. But I feel like on Pretty Little Liars, that's such an obvious route to go.
That's almost why I feel like the teacher was a plant, because what are the odds that this storage unit happens to be rented in Hannah's name, and then the teacher saw a blonde? And it's like, okay, the teacher saw a blonde, the storage unit's rented in Hannah's name, all right, that's enough, all we need, there's a dead body in Hannah's storage unit, there you go, you know?
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like, no way could that teacher have seen anybody. I don't think she saw anyone.
Yeah. No, I understand that. I could see that. I want to believe that she saw some blonde, but I do see that it could be a large setup, obviously. Mm-hmm. Either way, you should definitely let us know what you're thinking, because tonight's episode, I feel like, had a lot of questions and not too many answers.
Yeah, so, I had a lot more questions.
Yeah, I wrote down so much tonight. So, you know, of course you can go on YouTube, on iTunes, rate, comment, let us know what you're thinking. We love hearing from you. You have the best theories. We always read your comments and do our best to respond. So definitely keep doing that. And you can also always tweet at both of us. We're always on Twitter, or at least I know I am. Yeah, so definitely let us know all of your theories from tonight, because there are a lot of ways these storylines could go.
I also thought it was strange that the teacher didn't seem to think that it was strange that Spencer was prying.
Yeah.
And I loved how Spencer was playing it off. Like, oh, absolutely, we should get the manager involved. It shouldn't stink in here.
Yeah.
I was like, way to go, Spencer.
Way to play up. Yeah. I just felt like, wouldn't she be questioning as to why her student, like, it just felt like there were, she should be more wondering what they're doing at the storage unit. It felt really strange to me that she wasn't more questioning of that.
Yeah, and Spencer's all prying, and if I was a teacher and one of my students came up to me like that, I'd be like, you're asking a lot of questions, kid. No, what's going on?
Also, the fact that Caleb stepped away and, like, could make a shiv, was that what it was?
Well, I believe that.
I was surprised. Okay, you're believing of it. I get that. But
I believe that Caleb could do that. Oh, yeah, totally.
I just was like, oh, and we're back with that from, okay, good.
Yeah, there we go. Yeah, I just think that whole situation was fishy.
Well, I feel like we're just at the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
This is just, like, one...
I feel like we're not even near the iceberg yet.
Oh, okay.
There's a lot more where that came from.
Yeah, I just feel like this teacher... Again, there's nothing that Pretty Little Liars does that's a throwaway moment. There's a reason everybody is introduced, and sometimes I know we get tweets from fans about how overwhelming the number of characters on the show is, which of course is totally valid, but I just think that all of these characters have a purpose, and what's going to be really exciting is in season 6 seeing how it all kind of unravels itself.
Yeah.
Because I think that you are going to see that there's, like, a purpose to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so, too. Speaking of new people, Talia.
Yeah.
She was throwing me for all kinds of loops today. First, it was like, oh, her and Emily are, like, fighting about the restaurant. Okay. Then it was like, oh, she's kind of, like, bonding, being, like, a big sister, good friend for her about... You have to get rid of your relationships. Like, get it off your back. Literally, you have to get rid of your relationships. And then she comments on Ezra's butt.
Yeah.
So I was confused.
See, I agree with you. It was interesting, because I thought she was being really hard on Emily for most of it. Even when she was trying to be that big sister role, like, it wasn't like, I understand what you're going through and, like, you know, take your time with it and just do the best you can. It was like, get over it. And that made me think that, like, she wanted to be with her. That was the sense that I had. There was, like, some sort of flirtatious something going on.
I felt like there's a little bit of flirting, especially when she commented on her outfit, like, oh, you look good casual.
Yeah.
Like, I don't say that to anyone that I'm not trying to flirt with. Like, oh, hey, you look good casual.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. No, that was definitely the moment that I started to wonder if it was crossing from friendship to something else. But then she's commenting on Ezra's butt, and it was an interesting moment where I was like, okay, is she...
That could be an interesting love triangle, though.
It could be an interesting love triangle, but I think Ezra's so committed to Arya that it's not really a love triangle.
But, like, maybe it would be, like, a love, I don't know...
Love,
like,
square?
Or, like, Emily falls for Talia, Talia falls for Ezra, and Ezra's, like, not giving her the time of day.
Yeah. Yeah, do you think that Talia We got a tweet about this, could be bisexual, or do you think
that she's an option?
That she's just into Ezra? I don't know who she's into. That's the issue.
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple of things. I think she definitely could be bisexual, and that she, you know, maybe she's attracted to them both. Or maybe she was just being nice to Emily, and that's all it was just, mm-hmm. I mean...
She felt bad about making the comment about her shirt earlier.
And maybe she did really think she looked cute. Like, she was dressed cute. Okay, great, I'm going to comment on your outfit. And maybe she didn't mean it in a different way, and she really is dressed straight and into Ezra. Or maybe she just likes to look at her boss's butt, and... She's not into guys at all, and maybe she's a lesbian. I don't know.
I have to say, I feel like that was in the workplace. If you're making that comment, it's probably something to be noticed, for sure.
Does she know that Emily's ex was a girl?
I'm not sure, actually.
Because maybe she was trying to use it as a way to bond with Emily, as like, oh, look at our boss. Our boss has a cute butt. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, I'm not sure. That's a good question, because the shirt... I'm trying to remember the shirt.
She said it was a gift. It's not like she said it was, like, her...
Her girlfriends or... Yeah, that's a great point, actually. I'm not...
So maybe she doesn't even know.
Or maybe does she think that Emily could be into Ezra?
Like, maybe, yeah.
Does she not know? But she had to have met Arya in last week's episode, right?
I mean, you would even if we didn't see it, you would imagine that it happened. They were all at the same party, so.
Yeah, I mean, that seems odd. I'm just also wondering if she wants to impress Ezra on a professional level and feels like personal is a way to get there, if that makes sense.
Like sleep her way to the top or something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I don't know. There's a lot of options with her. She is definitely a giant question mark to me right now.
Yeah, I do like her, though. I mean...
I like that she's bold.
Yeah.
And she is very different from anybody else we've had on the show. And that, to me, is exciting, I think.
And it seems like it could go in a direction to where she's very good for Emily, even if it's just as a friend. It's like, oh, this could be my breakup friend. You know how when you go through a breakup, you have to have a breakup friend. Like, your friend who's, like, there for you all the time and, like, helps you get through it.
Chocolate, cheesecake, all of it.
Everything. It's like she could be that person that helps pull her through it because none of her friends really want to badmouth Paige. And Talia might be like, well, if what you need right now is badmouthing, then let me help badmouth.
Yeah, and I don't think that Emily is over Paige yet, though.
Oh, no, I don't think so either. I mean, I think that was a really big step for her to send her stuff to Paige, but I don't think that it was a...
Like, I'm over this. Yeah. Now I'm ready to move on.
This is a really good step for me, but I still have a lot to do.
I agree. I think that it's she's at a real crossroads in terms of... And I kind of feel like maybe being single for a minute...
Might be good. Yeah, someone needs to be single on this show for like a minute. It's good for the soul.
But it is. And I think that maybe she, you know, can experience things on her own and she's making all these college choices. Maybe this is a time to kind of figure out who you are.
Yeah.
But I think her and Talia also would be a really interesting couple.
I really do think, I think that they would. And I think Emily could... I don't know, like you said, maybe a new career as a chef could be a good thing for Emily. And I still think, like, even though she failed, I still think that that could be good. Maybe she could kind of become her mentor, and it could...
Yeah, be interesting. You know. And I know we have a lot of people who want to see her back with Paige, so that I could also see.
Let's IMDb how many episodes Paige is in.
I know.
And see what we can figure out.
Guys, we can solve this. This is a mystery we can solve. That being said... One that I don't know, I feel like there's still a lot of questions about is Ashley and Ted and this whole triangle with...
That was the cutest way to propose. Okay, it wasn't the cutest way to propose. But that ring came out of that peanut butter cookie so cute. And it was just sweet because they shared a peanut butter cookie on the first date. And then he broke it open and it falls out perfectly and it broke perfectly in half. I mean...
Also, how big was that cookie?
It was big.
It was a big...
It looked like it might be really good. I was, like, really hungry while I was watching it.
Yeah, I was like, ooh, delicious cookie. But, yeah, a very sweet moment. And you knew that Hannah... I was actually proud of Hannah that she didn't reveal it before that moment.
Yeah, because she had the opportunity.
She definitely did, and she kept it to herself.
Although maybe that would have been good so that Ashley didn't have to...
Yeah, I just think that... it's not her place, though. Like, she may have seen him, her with Jason, sorry. But I think that it's one of those things that ultimately it has to come from.
And Ashley really doesn't want to talk about the fact that she slept with Jason.
Yeah.
I mean, I get, like, why you don't want to talk about it, but your daughter saw one of her old best friends leaving your bedroom. That's, I mean, you kind of have to talk about it now. It's not like...
I know, and I want that moment. Like, I don't want that to be... Sometimes on the show, I don't want to call it a brush over, but something happened and you see the aftermath of it. And that is a moment that I want that, like, heated discussion on camera.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I want to see it.
Yeah, I want to see that story and how it plays out. Because I feel like Hannah has every right to be angry, and they're not really addressing that. They're kind of going around it with this marriage proposal that was so sweet, and I wanted her and Ted to be work out.
I know that last episode I was like, oh, her and Jason, I love it. Like, I love their whole thing. They're dangerous. They're wrong. But we haven't seen Ted in a while.
Yeah.
And so
I don't think we even really knew what if Ted was, like, in the picture anymore.
Yeah, and I wasn't really sure. But when he came back and it's like he loves her so much, and I think that Hannah needs it too. Like, her dad is off doing God knows what.
Yeah.
So, like, Hannah needs that family structure. She needs her mom would be happy with him, and she would be happy. And he said, I want you, like, I like that he asked for Hannah's permission.
Yeah.
And he said, I want you, me and your mom to be a family.
Yeah,
and
it's not about just their relationship. It's like creating a family together. So he's saying all the right things, but you just know that, like, the relationship was done as soon as she slept with Jason. Like, it couldn't be what he wanted it to be.
I wanted to see her and Jason just because I know it's going to be a train wreck, and I just really want to watch that. But, like, I feel bad because I feel like Ashley's been through so much, you know, with her husband doing God knows what, and then divorcing her, and then trying to raise Hannah on her own, and Hannah going through everything that she's been through. It's like, she's been so good. How many people have lived at her house or stayed at her house, or... It's just like she's done so many good things for Hannah, and I feel like she deserves to be happy finally. And I really wanted to see her happy.
I guess my question then is, do we think that Pastor Ted, if she cheated on him, could make her that happy, or is it somebody else? Is Jason the person that's going to make her happy?
I don't think Jason's going to make her happy. Jason might be better, like, in bed than Pastor Ted, but...
Yeah,
I mean,
that's not something that they discuss on the show.
No.
But I feel like, it's one of those things that where we don't know what's going to make her happy, and ultimately, I agree. I want her happy.
Yeah.
I just worry that now Ted's not the guy to do that, because... Obviously, she was looking for something else. Something was missing.
I feel like she was probably just lonely, and it happened. And those things happen. I mean, it's not right, but that does happen sometimes. But I think Pastor Ted still could be the right guy for her. And
do you think she can make it up to him?
I think he comes from a place of forgiveness.
Yeah.
Being a pastor.
Yeah,
I think that's
a great
point. Where he's going to come from. And it's like... I don't know. It does kind of suck for him because, like, here he is off, like, doing great things for the world, like building houses and in, like, third world countries, and she sleeps with her boss. But,
yeah. I mean, I don't know what the aftermath with Jason is, because we saw that she received those flowers.
But that was an A setup.
That was an A setup. In theory, that's what they're assuming. They're assuming that.
Yeah.
I wasn't so sure.
That's true.
Because... You know, he got with her.
He's lonely, like, too, maybe.
Right? Exactly. So, I mean, I could see it being A, but on the flip side, what happens if he was truly sending her flowers and has some genuine interest in being with her?
And the only reason I think that that would be the case is because I think we've been set up to believe that someone said this in our YouTube comments, that, like, a De Laurentiis never has a good intention. And so I think we have been set up to believe Jason never has good intentions, Allie never has good intentions, their parents never have good intentions. It's just the De Laurentiis family so far has been, like, bad.
Yeah.
And so I would believe that he does have a good intention this time, just because It would be off the tracks.
We're not supposed to think that
he actually wants to be with her.
Yeah, I feel like we thought, like, oh, it's a fun night, like, it's crazy, it's bad, like, these are all the things we talked about last week. And then, if he had genuine feelings, and I could see a really interesting storyline being, like, she eventually accepts Ted's proposal, or they get back together, or, you know, like, they're together, and Jason's chasing her.
Yeah.
And what does that look like?
Well, that would be interesting.
That would be a really interesting kind of season 5 plotline.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's another great love triangle. There's so many on this show, though.
I know.
Like, really.
And then he had lunch with Arya.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, that's so weird to me. I don't know. And it's, and then it's, it, you know, when he, I mean, he kissed Arya a while back. It's like, he kind of had a thing for Arya. Yeah. And, I mean, that's probably not active anymore, I would imagine. But yeah. I feel like he was like, hey, do you want to get a bite?
Yeah. And it was,
I really need to talk.
Like, yeah.
Okay, Jason.
But then that brings up the question of what does he need to talk about? I mean,
Allie, he said, but.
But Allie, or is he just lonely?
Yeah.
I mean, that goes back to our question of.
Is he just lonely too?
Yeah, wants to be with Ashley. It's interesting because I feel like sometimes we don't get a lot of parents on this show.
Yeah.
And Ashley has been getting a lot of screen time.
Yeah.
And she's playing a big role in that younger generation. And one of our previous co-hosts always talks about, like, the multi-generational aspect of this show and that what role do the parents play?
Kelly.
Kelly's talked about it. I think we've all talked about it at various points. But, yeah.
Kelly's really good at digging deep into those.
Yeah. And so I think when I start to think about it, like, she's now really in this. Like,
yeah.
She, like, her job.
Well, she slept with one of the younger generations, so, yeah.
Yeah. And so it's going to be interesting to see how she plays out, and also what happens if the other parents find out about this.
Oh, yeah. You know how on Twitter they always have those strings about who's kissed who and who's, like, whatever? I want to see an updated one now, because I feel like a lot has happened, and I haven't seen an updated one. I want to see it now, and how that...
Right. Well, we had a guest from the show on a few weeks ago, and we were talking about how... we wanted to play a board game. Yeah, Brandon. Like, a board game of everything that's happened and, like, make a chart, because it is so crazy. And we have great fans who, of course, have made us incredible charts, but I feel like it's ever-changing. So if anyone out there wants to make another amazing chart for us,
I'd like to see it. I need the organization.
Exactly, because it is getting out of control.
Yes.
These love triangles, crossovers, it's crazy. But Arya and Ezra... seem to be, I don't know, are they the steadiest couple of the night?
For once, I think, yeah.
Of the night?
I don't know. Caleb and Hannah were steady tonight.
That's true, too. For sure.
Nothing really happened. I liked how when Caleb answered the phone, he was like, oh, hey, babe. I was like, oh, they're like a real couple.
Yeah. I mean, the writers on this show do a good job of kind of creating these believable couples, for sure.
But, yeah, I liked how Arya was, like, she tried... She actually tried to approach Ezra and say, and tell him about what happened after the receipt came out with her letter, which, how does that even happen?
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah.
A has,
I don't even know, they're like some kind of superpower. I think A is just like the Flash or something.
Much control.
Like, they have control over everything.
Yeah, and I mean, just to have like, we saw kind of at the end of the episode that A or... whatever, in the black coat, or the black, yeah.
And you know what I liked about that? We haven't had an A ending like that in a long time, where we see A coated up.
Yeah, and...
I really liked
But that. I love that, like, access to Officer Holbrook. It shows the depth of what A is able to accomplish.
Like, who has that?
Yeah, I mean, that's a police officer's, access to his...
security.
To his computer. That's nuts. So... I think we are starting to see the kind of the reach that A has, and it's crazy intense.
But yeah, so I think it was nice that Arya tried to tell the truth.
I just feel like she's never actually gets there. She, like, it's going to be revealed. She has to know at this point that, like, the secret is essentially out. Like,
I feel like I would have done the same thing though, because he's saying, "Oh, I can talk to her about Vassar. I can talk to her about Vassar," and she's like, I don't know. She has her blinders on about college, and I get that because it's super important to her. Yeah. And she applied to all these great schools that she really wants to get into. And so I don't know. I feel for her. Like, I get why she didn't tell him, because, I don't know, she was trying to be good. And
I mean, I get it from, like, the high school perspective of college is your mm-hmm. number one focus. But if she's looking at this as a long-term relationship, she's destroying it.
Oh, yeah.
But Ezra doesn't know that. He no. seems perfectly thrilled with her at this point, like, and just trying to help her get into college and do anything he can.
Yeah.
And what is this? Why does he want her to go to Vassar so badly? Like,
I think he knows she wants to go there. I think that that's a school that she wanted to go to, and he knows, so he was like, okay, great.
Yeah. I'm liking your your glass half full perspective tonight. I feel like I'm like, why is this? What's happening?
I was in a dark place last week, so I think I had like a glass half empty perspective. I'm in a more positive mood today.
I am normally on your page tonight I am questioning everything.
It's recently flipped.
Yeah.
I'm normally like, no, nothing. Never. Yeah.
I like it. It's fun. All right. So Arya, Ezra, is there anything else that was major tonight for them? I feel like just the receipt printout, that was pretty much, like, and her not telling the truth. And that's going to be a big reveal when that finally happens, when he figures out what's going on with her.
Yeah, like, and I don't know. I think that she should have him. This is bad. Yeah. But I think that she should have him make the call to Vassar, see if she can get in, and then come clean. I mean, that's probably not the right thing to do, but that gives everyone the right.
See, I feel like before that happens, because it's getting closer and closer to being revealed. Also, what do we think about her trying to meet up with Officer Holbrook, right? That was the...
I think that wasn't real.
That was... Well, I mean, clearly by the end,
yeah.
A had a setup, but why do you think she even went? She had to know that was...
An A setup?
Yeah.
I think she's desperate right now. She wants to save her relationship and get into college, and, I mean, she's dumb to think that this isn't going to come out. Let's be real, Arya. Like, even if A disappears, she was saying, if I strike a deal with Holbrook, if he's really done, then this is over. But no, Arya, it's never over. Even if it's not A, does she really think that she can go through her whole life with Ezra without it ever coming out? I mean, they're going to bump into Jackie, at least, and I know she said she wasn't going to say anything, but
I don't believe her.
Yeah,
that's something that
it's not even that I don't believe that she said it then. Yeah. It's just that I believe, like, things change in life, and one day she might be like, oh, yeah, you know, maybe I will. I don't know.
Yeah,
mention it. Like, isn't that, they're like 40.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it funny how Arya got into college because she said she regretted you and then she ended up with you? And he's like, what?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's probably not in the show, but.
No, I just, I feel like there's always this something, they're going to reveal it.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of how and when, and on this show it's always explosive, and I don't understand why these girls don't ever see the forest through the trees. Like,
they really don't.
Yeah. And it's frustrating sometimes because I really want them to.
It's like a horror movie when you're just watching them make bad decisions over and over.
It really is. But, you know, it's going to be really interesting. This episode made me so excited mm-hmm. about season 5 and where we're kind of going as we wrap up season 5, because it opened a lot of those questions that we always get every season, and then by the end of the season they tend to answer the majority of them. I wouldn't say all of them, but they do a good job. So I think this was kind of the beginning of, we're in episode 17, so I think there's 24 episodes this season, so yeah beginning of the end.
Who do you think could, back to kind of the storage unit, just because I'm wondering who would have placed that stuff there.
I mean, they want you, they're pinning it on Hannah.
Yeah.
I don't, it's not Hannah.
But, like, do we think that, I mean, do you think that Mona's body is actually in that case, or do you think that that's just kind of a false?
I hope not. I feel like that would be so hard to watch, and we do see that it looks like at least the barrel gets opened in next week's episode.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's what that's what it looked like on the preview.
But then again, it also, previews are not always how they seem.
No.
So.
No, they're not. I don't know, though. That's a great question. Who, do you have a suspect that you're thinking?
I don't know. I kind of don't think that, maybe it's not that I don't think, it's that I hope Mona's body is not in there. I mean, I want them to find it, but I do hope that in all that stuff that they find something.
Oh, I'm sure.
And something useful, but I really hope that Mona's body isn't like that, because poor Mona's mom doesn't need to find her daughter's body.
No, I mean,
decomposing in a barrel in a storage unit.
It's so hard to even hear you say those words. Yeah. I mean, we all know Mona was not always super kind, but that's a terrible way. Mm-hmm. So I hope for her sake that that's not what's happened. But it's going to be interesting to see, if she's not, who is in that barrel. There's a lot of other...
Oh, who or what? Do you think it's a who?
I think it's a who.
Oh.
Yeah. I think, because why... Those chemicals seem pretty specific.
Yeah, that's true. But maybe
about,
like
preserving a... What did they say? Preserving a specimen?
Yeah, Spencer was talking like...
Yeah.
Like science stuff. And so she lost me. But...
Yeah, I think that's what it was. And so it'll be interesting to see. I'm assuming it's a who or a... something or some other like species.
Yeah, I would like it to be another species. Although, don't be like a cute dog or something.
Oh, please no. That's I can't imagine ABC Family going there.
I would hope not. I don't like it when animals die on TV or movies.
I agree with you on that. But are you ready for some news and gossip?
Yeah.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, Sarah Shepard, who, of course, wrote all the Pretty Little Liars books, she's made an appearance before on the show. She played a substitute teacher, I believe, in season one, and she is coming back.
Oh!
And not as a substitute teacher, though. She'll be playing a reporter who questions what's happening in Rosewood.
It's about time some reporters come into the picture.
Yeah.
You would think they would have caught on all these teenage girls dying. Let's be real.
Yeah, so commenting on the current craziness in Rosewood. And she says, it was really fun. She told ET Online, I only had a couple of lines, but I was on the show in the first season. I don't act. It's not my thing. And I was really nervous that time. But this time around, I felt a lot better about it. So it's always fun. And that happens in the second to last episode this season.
I like that they incorporate... That they are incorporating her. That's
yeah,
sweet.
Exactly. And it'll air March 17th. So something to, like, keep your eyes out for. Exactly. Definitely fun. And then, of course, Shay Mitchell is talking about kind of that Pretty Little Liars has changed her look. That she used to be a model, of course, and she would try, like, all these different looks, and now she, of course, has to kind of stay in the mode she's in. And she commented to Yahoo Style that she would dye her hair, wear colored contacts, and stayed out of the sun to, like, make her skin pale. And now, like, she's embracing who she is and giving that look. So I kind of love that. I love that idea.
Yeah.
And that's great. And then we have, of course, Lucy Hale talking about the big question of the series, which is, who's A?
Oh, yeah.
And she thinks, and this is how I've always felt as well. I mean, I feel like I pin it on somebody every week, someone different, who A could possibly be. But she says she thinks it's one of the main four girls.
Really?
Yeah, she was on a TV show talking about the show, and she says... that she thinks A is one of the four main girls, and she doesn't rule out her own character.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't think she knows yet.
Yeah.
But that's a fascinating, like, prediction from somebody who thinks about this show on a constant basis. Of course, she has to be.
I feel like it won't be Spencer. It couldn't be Spencer, though.
Yeah.
I feel like there's been too much... Like, we've already seen that Spencer has too much motive for that to be.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like... If you're looking at the four girls, the person that is easiest to point to is, of course, Arya, Lucy Hale's character.
Mm-hmm.
But would she really be saying that if she thought it was her?
Maybe. And also, I mean, it did all start when she came back, so I get that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of screwed up her life a lot, too, so maybe she just wanted it to be even.
Yeah, and you never know. Lucy Hale might be throwing everybody off well. So... You never know. I feel like everyone's a suspect. It's one of those things where I can't be absolutely certain that anyone didn't do it.
That's true. Yeah, no.
It's crazy. It's a crazy, crazy show, but I am super excited about it. Let's jump into predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV.
I know we've been predicting the entire show tonight. Do you have any big ones that you're thinking of, or... Do you want me to go first?
I think that I think that, I don't know if it's a, more of a think or a want. I want Pastor Ted and Ashley to get married. I think that they would be good together.
I'm going to stick with one that I kind of alluded to earlier, that Jason is genuinely interested in Ashley. And that I do think Ted and Ashley will probably get together in some capacity. Yeah. I don't know if they're going to get married or not, but that he's going to wreak havoc on that relationship because I think he wants to be with her, but I'm not sure he's genuinely a good guy.
Yeah.
And he's her boss. I think he has a lot of control in her life. So.
Yeah. And I think this is inevitable that Spencer and Toby are going to break up. And I don't like it because he's been so good for her and he's been kind of her rock, but I mean, he's becoming less good for her as the season goes on. Yeah. And it's just like, maybe they need to take a break until this whole issue is over because they can't, neither of them can be impartial to the other one.
Yeah, that's a great one. I feel like also, Spencer, we were talking about how confused we are about the status of Ezra and that whole situation in the cafe. And I feel like she's going to be just as confused. I don't think Talia is being super straightforward about her intentions and what she wants. So I think we're going to see...
I think she's going to throw us for a loop.
Yeah, see Emily kind of lose her mind over that a little bit, as well as, like, still recovering from her Paige relationship. I think that that's going to send her into a bit of a spiral.
Yeah.
So... those are fun predictions. I like them. Well, thank you so much for watching and hanging out with us. It's always fun to talk Pretty Little Liars. And we'll be back next week to do it some more. You can find AfterBuzz on Twitter at AfterBuzzTV. And you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Wanger.
You can find me on Twitter at Kristen Strange and on Instagram at Kristen Aubrey Strange.
And see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.